At least 9 Palestinians were reported killed today when Israeli tanks and troops entered the West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli officials said the troops were searching for those responsible for Saturday's attack on a nearby Jewish settlement that left 4 dead, including a 5-year-old girl. Israel and the Palestinians have accepted a U.S. plan to lift the Israeli siege on Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah. An impasse remains, however, over efforts by the United Nations to learn what took place in the Jenin refugee camp earlier this month. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The military offensive that Israel called Operation Defensive Shield may be over, but the tanks, troops, and helicopters are still active in the West Bank. Israel Radio reported that Israeli forces had taken control of the Palestinian sectors of Hebron shortly after dawn. Army officials said the raid and house-to-house searches were targeting the gunmen who killed 4 settlers, including a 5-year-old girl, in the nearby settlement of Adura over the weekend. The Palestinian faction Hamas claimed responsibility and said the attack was meant to demonstrate that Israel cannot crush Palestinian resistance by force. In Bethlehem today, an armed Palestinian was shot and killed by Israeli snipers outside the Church of the Nativity. The army said the man opened fire. The news dominating Israeli headlines today was last night's agreement to end Yasser Arafat's month-long confinement in Ramallah. One headline summed it up this way: Bush pressed, Sharon caved, Arafat saved. It was pressure from President Bush that led Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government to drop one of its demands in the standoff at Arafat's compound, the extradition of Palestinians convicted in the killing of an Israeli cabinet minister. Mr. Bush pressured Sharon to let the men serve time in the Palestinian territories, but under the supervision of British and American guards. After initially balking, Israeli spokesman Amnon Perlman said the cabinet finally agreed.
The government of Israel had decided to comply with the request of the President of the United States, as detailed in a letter of Secretary of State Colin Powell to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.
The American and British jailers are expected to arrive in the region as early as today to begin working out the logistics of where the 6 Palestinians will be held and under what conditions. Once the men are imprisoned, Israeli officials say Arafat would be free to leave the rubble of his compound and travel to the Gaza Strip. The UN fact-finding team, however, remains stalled in Geneva, far from the Jenin refugee camp. Israel balked at the mission of the team yesterday. Spokesman Mark Sofer says disputes over the team's mission and who will be permitted to talk to the fact-finders leave the Israeli government suspecting that the team is out to pass judgment.
The goalpost had been moved, and this was no longer a fact-finding team of the type that we understood it to be, but rather something to look at, more an investigative committee about Israel. And what we are saying quite clearly is that we didn't choose this arena to be the stronghold that we wanted to fight against.
For the Palestinians, the glimmer of hope yesterday that American pressure might have finally brought some action from the Sharon government was quickly snuffed out. Negotiator and lawmaker Saeb Erekat says the blocking of the UN fact-finders and the Hebron invasion show Sharon's true colors.
Well, it's obvious every time we open a door, Sharon slams fife in our faces. This must stop. Sharon cannot continue sending these messages and at the same time resume the occupation. The second question is the question of the fact-finding commission to Jenin. We all need to know what really happened there. And now we have seen unprecedented action by Israel trying to write the report of the commission before the commission gets here.
Aid workers who have visited the Jenin camp have said their first impressions tend to back up the Israeli version of the death toll. Heavy fatalities, but not a massacre. Amnesty International Secretary General Irene Kahn, however, told Israeli television that the destruction caused by the army was on a scale unimaginable in a man-made event.
If this was an earthquake, it would be understandable. But this was systematically done. And according to our military expert, it was done after people had surrendered. Simply appalling.
The army says the destruction was necessary because of booby traps set by the Palestinians. Talks will continue today to see if the UN fact-finders get a chance to set the record straight. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.